Real quick, friends, before we dive into today's episode, I've got a special invitation for you to join me live and in person for my upcoming masterclass, Your Three-Step Visibility Engine. In this class, I'm giving you the juicy secrets to my playbook on showing up in front of a bigger audience and how you can create your playbook to use on rinse and repeat. Grab your seat at podcaster.com/masterclass. See you there.
The power of a podcast extends well beyond plugging in the mic. So if you're ready to learn how it can help you build a big business, then I'm your best friend. Hi, I'm Joanne Bolt, and I am obsessed with all things podcasting and creating an unapologetically big revenue business with it. From podcast guesting to podcast hosting and everything in between, we're going to dive into it all and show you step by awesome step how using a podcast can and will grow your business. So grab a glass of wine and pop your headphones on, because girlfriend, happy hour has begun here on The B Word.
If you are in the South with children, you probably this week have realized that summer is pretty much over. Like, the kids go back to school this week and next week, and that blows my mind to sit back and think about everything we've done, you know, over the past 60 days, the experiences we've had, the moments we've had, and just that time of bonding with my kids. And one of the things that also occurred that I want to share with you is my children were supposed to go with my mom and dad to St. Simons Island. Now, St. Simons is about, I don't know, 5.5-6 hours from where we live outside of Atlanta. And it's a beach, you know, area. A lot of people go there instead of going to Florida for their vacations. And my parents absolutely adore it. Like, they love the moss covered trees that hang down. If you have ever read the books about Savannah or been to Savannah, like, it's got that feel to it. Only beachy, and you can ride bikes and golf carts everywhere. So they absolutely adore it. About 2 days before my kids were set to go, and mind you, I was really excited by this. Not only were my kids getting to spend the time with my parents, and they wanted to, and even the 15-year-old wanted to go spend time with his grandparents at the beach, Jeff and I actually were really looking forward to 4 or 5 days of no kids in the house. You know, like, where we could work all day long, we could float in the pool at night, have a cocktail. We weren't trying to also go on vacation. We would just have the house to ourselves a little bit. And it's getting to be very obvious to us as the kids get older, like, how close we are to that empty nest syndrome. And we're not really sure we like it or not, but we're going to ease into it. However, 2 days before the kids were supposed to go, I had a conversation with my dad that made me really recognize that he's in his 70s. And he had a stroke a while ago. Some of you are aware of that. And it was a really scary time for all of us. We did not think he was going to pull through because of how the blood clot is landed in his brain. Thankfully, he's still with us. But I really started to have some concerns over sending my kids to the beach with him for a couple of days with dad, maybe being super aware of what's going on, but maybe at times not. And I thought, you know, that's a 6-hour drive with my kids in the back seat. And what if they get down there and something occurs and they don't know what to do? And so Jeff and I made the very last minute decision. And when I mean last minute, I mean like the day they were supposed to leave, we finally did make the decision that I was going to go with them. And here is the cool thing about what I have built here at the B Word podcast in Joanne Bolt. I was able to, on the day my kids were supposed to go, pivot. I was able to grab a condo of my own, because I wanted to give them their space. I just wanted to be there in case something happened. I wasn't babysitting them, but, you know, come on. I had some concerns. And I was able to just pack all of my podcasting equipment up into neat little travel bags that I've gotten and throw it in the car, throw my kids in the car so I could drive them down there to meet my parents. And I was able to go. And while in the moment, you know, in the heat of the moment, I was kind of frustrated. I mean, I was giving up the week with my husband. I was having to go and do something I didn't want to do. It was going to inconvenience, and I'm air quoting over here, inconvenience me a little bit. The reality is I've built a business to where I have that freedom and flexibility to also spend the time with what's really most important right now, which is my family. Because if I think about the reason for having to go down or getting to go down to St. Simon, it's because my parents are, aging. They're getting to that point where as an adult, you're starting to need to take care of your parents, which is a whole different mindset to enter into. It's an entirely different experience in and of itself. So if you're not there yet, buckle up, buttercups, because not only are you watching your own kids, now you're watching your parents too. Here's the thing. As I really reflect back on that, I thought, gosh, I was able to do that. Like, I had that time with my parents. I had the freedom and flexibility to jump in the car and go down there. That gave me extra time with my kids. And Hunter's going to be a sophomore. So there's only so many summers I have left with him before he, you know, becomes a real big kid, goes off to college and doesn't want to hang out with mom anymore. And the beauty of it is it's because of the business I've built. So I sat down and thought, gosh, how can I serve my audience with this information? More than just giving you a story of why you should build this kind of business and the example of me getting to go to St. Simon's, it's how can I help you get there? Because ultimately, it doesn't matter if you want to build a $30,000 a year business to just put your kids through private school, or if you're building a business to provide college education for your family. If you want six figures, and that means $100,000, or you want six mid-figures at $500,000, or you want to hit that seven-figure mark, every single one of you has your different goals and what you're shooting for your own financial freedom and your own families. So I decided to do something a little bit outside the norm for me. Instead of giving you just a PDF freebie or a couple of 15-second podcasts here and there on the B word where you may catch them and, you know, it would stroll out through a couple of weeks, I decided to get really focused on creating a series of episodes that is specifically for those of you that want to know the framework for building out a seven and six figure podcasting business. It is legitimately the framework that I followed once I figured it out. And it is a framework that if you sit down and really put the time and effort into it, you can do too. So I've created a special limited series podcast. You can register for it, joannbolt.com/limited, L-I-M-I-T-E-D. It is its own podcast. It's a standalone. I'm going to release it August 16th. And there are 4 days and 4 episodes, one per day, where I'm going to walk you through exactly what you need to do. I'll start with mindset because we got to get that right, folks. Then on day two, we'll go into the clarity with your content. You may think you're clear, but I'm going to help you get even clearer. Day three, we're going to talk about the secret sauce to scaling that business that you're building. And day four, planning for your profit. And I promise you, if you listen to day one all the way through day four, and then you grab the workbook that we're going to put out that goes with it, you will have a framework built just for you to help you build a business no matter what size works for you. And I am super excited by this. It's something I've never done before. And so I'm interested to see how it will work out for you, what you think of it. Putting it as a separate limited edition series means you got to grab it now. And then I'm going to pull it down. It's not going to live on Apple Connect forever. It's not going to be available on Spotify forever. I think Spotify is going away anyway. It's only available August 16th through the 31st. So you need to go now and register, joannbolt.com/limited. And I will give you access to the link so that you can find the podcast, so that you can listen to the podcast, so that you can have the workbook that goes along with the podcast. And hopefully you'll be able to dive in and start creating that dream business step by awesome step that will allow you the freedom and flexibility just in case your family needs it like mine did. Have a great day, guys.
You just finished another episode of the B Word Podcast. Cheers to you. If I were with you, I would literally pop a big old bottle of Prosecco and pour you a glass. Since I'm not, why don't you do the next best thing and share this episode with one of your besties? Because we all know you've got that one girlfriend that needs to hear it. Thanks, friends.